whatsoever the speech of Ahmad may utter, the words are uttered by the sea. All his words were pearls of the sea, for his heart had a passage into the sea.
We're talking about the prophet, a master, or somebody, right? Said, you know why he's so clever? Because he is connected to the ocean. That connection will give him the source of water. Yes.
Since the bounty of the sea is through our jar, what wonder the sea should be in a fish? The sensual eye is fixed on the form of the thoroughfare. Thou regardest him as the thoroughfare, while he is the permanent resting place. This dualism is characteristic of the eye that sees double. But the first is the last, and the last is the first.
This is the trick. What did you get from this? Said the animal looks like this, very limited vision. So the animal sees only the moment of time. But the human being, the length of time. Look at it. What is this? This is Rumi, who died 800 years ago, but he's talking to us. This is the trick. This is why we are different. The beginning and the end. What does that mean? The process. Beginning and the end are two parts of the story. And with knowing it all, we have the real vision. For animal, no. It's this beginning, wait for the outcome of it. For us, it's completely different. The one who is looking and doesn't realize the uniqueness of a subject, he has problem with his eyes. That is the problem. Yes?
Hark, by what means is this made known? By means of the resurrection. Seek to experience resurrection. Do not dispute concerning resurrection. The condition of the day of resurrection is to die first. For bath is to raise life from the dead.
Aha, this is it. You should understand. Bi'sat, appointing someone to do something, or making someone prophet, or leader, or whatever. What does it mean to you? You should understand that to arrive to that moment, the first thing you should do is die. Not to be the animal, then you become a perfect human being. That's why we always said you should kill that animal. And Rumi explained, by killing, I don't mean dying. I mean eliminating it completely. Then you are what you are supposed to be. Yes?
Hence all the world have taken the wrong way. For they are afraid of non-existence, though it is the refuge.
What is the meaning of death? What is the meaning of death? This is the point. For animal, death is dying. For us, death doesn't mean that. There are a lot of people, they are still alive, but they are dead. The guy is dead, but he's alive for us. So, now what do you call it? You should understand that all the meaning are changed. The meaning that were in animal thinking system are simple, logic, right? That is nonsense to us, because we understood the next step. When you die from your animal part, then now you are the guy. You are the fellow who could be responsible for we. We have this in the trick. Yes?
Whence shall we seek knowledge? From renouncing knowledge. Whence shall we seek peace? From renouncing peace. Whence shall we seek existence? From renouncing existence. Whence shall we seek the apple? From renouncing the hand. O best helper, only thou canst make the eye that regards the non-existent to regard that which is existent.
The prayer means you remember this. Only he could do this magic to change your vision, to transform you. Because we realize that with eliminating something, you will get it. When you live it, then you could get it. Yes?
The eye that was produced from non-existence regarded the essence of being as wholly non-existent.
Which one is this one? The animal eye. The animal eye comes from non-existence, then it exists, right? You will say, okay, this animal who is coming from the non-existence, we'll look around and we'll see everything in non-existence. The opposite is, yes.
If two eyes are transformed and illumined, this well-ordered world becomes the scene of the Last Judgment. These realities are shown forth imperfectly, because the apprehension of them is forbidden to these raw ones.
These raw ones. This is the trick. He will teach us. But will he teach every one of us? Because there are some stupid fellows within us who are not supposed to learn this. So he will not give it to them. If you don't want to be in that group, you should change. And the change is, they are animal-like. They think about me and having everything for me and me being here forever. This is stupid. Now I'm talking to you. I know that I will die and you will die. But there are others who will come and read this and will understand what I'm talking about. This is the trick. This is the difference between we and animals. Yes?
Although God is munificent, the enjoyment of the delightful gardens of paradise is forbidden to him who is destined for hell.
It's not the case that the God is not willing to give. But there are some fellows that they don't deserve. This is why it cannot be given to everyone. Yes?
The honey of paradise becomes bitter in his mouth, since he was not one of them that faithfully keep the covenant of everlasting life. Ye also in commerce, how should your hands move when there is no buyer?
Yeah, be honest. Who are you? Is that you too? You are looking for a deal, right? If there is no client, you don't do anything. If you're at home and you're supposed to stay home for 2 days and nobody will come to visit you, what do you do? Do you dress up like this? That is the trick. When the others don't exist in your life, you are a different person. Everything for you is, what's in it for me? What's the deal? This is how you think. Yes?
How should looking on be capable of buying? The fool's looking on is loitering. Continually asking, how much is this? And how much is that? For the sake of pastime and mockery.
Yeah. The others, when they look at you, what do they think? They are thinking about their own problems and their own stuff to sell and all that. So they just do this mockery as if we are interested in buying. They look at you and they study you, but this is all a silly mockery game. Yes.
From boredom he asks you your goods. That person is not a buyer and customer. He inspects the article 100 times and hands it back. When did he measure a piece of cloth? He measured wind. What a distance between the approach and bargaining of a purchaser and the pleasantries of a silly joker. Since there is not a mite in his possession, how should he seek a coat except in jest? He has no capital for trading. What then is the difference between his ill-favored person and a shadow? The capital for the market of this world is gold. There, the capital is love and two eyes wet.
As simple as that. He explained that, okay, the fellow who looks around and asks a lot of questions, he's not the buyer. This is just chatting, socializing, or blah, 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 blah. But you should understand this. In the real market, gold is the god. In the market we are talking about, it's not gold. What is it? Let me explain it to you. When I say it's gold, you think about the gold and, okay, it's nice, it's good to have. And no, I'm talking about the money, which is the god of the stupid people, and the opposite of it, having two wet eyes and being in love. Loving it is not the money, because with the money you want to buy it. With love, you want that to get you. Do you remember we talked about this, that you have to prepare yourself, quit this buying and cheating and all that, and become a good fellow to become lucky and be hunted, because love is hunter. You cannot hunt it. This is what the trick is. Yes?
Whoever went to market without any capital, his life passed, and he speedily returned in disappointment. Oh, where hast thou been, brother? Nowhere. Oh, what hast thou cooked to eat? No soup. Become a buyer, that my hand may move, and that my pregnant mind may bring forth a ruby. Though the buyer is slack and lukewarm, call to the religion, for the command, call, hath come down. Let the falcon fly and catch the spiritual dove. In calling, take the way of Noah. Perform an act of service for the Creator's sake. What hast thou to do with being accepted or rejected by the people?
The conclusion is, change yourself.